Boston. That's right. It ain't been many years ago.
What did they call these things when you first started to buy them?
Well, we call them light bulbs.
You did?
Yes, sir. Light.
And you still do?
Oh, yes, sir. You really still call them that. Yes, sir. Light
bulbs. I was wondering if they called them lamps or...
Well, they call this here light lamp, such as this, but they just call that there, up there, a bulb, a light bulb.
And what could you buy for, say, 10 cents? What would cost around a dime back there?
Back that end? Oh, man, you'd get a lot of stuff for a dime then. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, man.
Not inflation in those days, huh?
Oh, man. Ooh. Oh, fella, yes. And he could have, boy, these boxes of sardine, man, nickel a piece. Ooh-wee. Oh, yes, sir. And big, the salt, these canned salt boxes, you know. nickel a package. Mm. Oh, soda, man, yes, sir. Nickel a package. Oh, this. Just lots back at him.
So you thought really more about nickels and dimes than you did?
Oh, right, yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir, sure. Sure, that's right.
And the thing that you put, I think you said your mother had time to grow flowers, too.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And I think she grew the flowers in the house, you know, what? Did you say she grew the flowers in a pot?
Well, I tell you, we didn't have pots back then. She'd get us an old bucket, some old bucket, you know. It ain't no good for nothing, you know, and that's what we most grow them in. Or maybe get a old fruit jar or something like that, you know, done cracked and ain't good to use for, you know, canning or something like that, you know.
And the fruit jar would be for cut flowers?
Oh, yeah, well, cut flowers, you know, of course, maybe have some other little old flower, you know, to put in that, you know, maybe a grove that wouldn't get large or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yes, and them cut flowers, you know, that's what they'd use for these here vases and things. They put flowers in.
By the way, did you have to take care of all those flowers over at the...
Yeah.
I thought of you the other
you
day.
Said, yes. Yes, sir, that is right.
And in the kitchen, what did she use to cook eggs in?
Well, she might have a skillet, you know. They'd get a hold of a skillet, you know, to cook eggs in. Now, I've seen them cook them in just some kind of a little old pan. But sometimes they'd have them be, you know, a lot of them have cooked them in this pan, just some kind
did
of.
Did the skillet have legs on it, or?
Well, I tell you what. Now that come on way on up, you know, man. People were glad like that. Skillets. Now skillets has got them legs on, little legs on them, you know. Now, man, I remember back at the end whenever they had, you know, back at whenever they could get them. Everybody didn't have them. They wanted them, needed them, you know. But them did have them, you know. They'd set them on that fireplace, you know, and cook stuff in them, you know. And of course, you set them on the cook stove while you'd mostly take the eye out, you know, and let it go down closer to the heat.
But what is that thing that you'd put down in the eye? Take the eye out, and then what did you call that? Is that a pot?
Pot, well, now, yes, you have some pots. That's
or
right.
A kettle?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, you got kettles and pots. It's different than a pot.
I'm not sure about the difference there.
Oh, yes, sir. A little pot, it'd come up so high, you know, and it's wide, you know. And then it's got a lid, you know, that is made to just set down on it. And them kettles, they're kind of rounded, you know, and come up, and they got a lid fastened on it. Just screw around like that and fasten the lid on it. Them old kettles, you know. And then it's got a neck to it. You pull water out of it, you know.
I see.
Yes, sir. And then that's a tea kettle.
Tea kettle. For water, then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For water, mostly. Yes.
I see.
And that pot is just the open top, you know. It sits down in there in the same eye that kettle sits in. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you ever in later years say, did your wife ever have that real fine dishes that you can almost see through? They're so thin.
Metal.
No, it's made out of glass.
What you call that? Glass, or fiberglass, like?
Did she ever have anything she called china?
Well, no, we didn't, no, so we didn't, but I've seen it, you know. They have that, some people have had that china ware.
Back when you were a child?
Yes, sir, just a few people had it, that china ware. But back at the end, you hardly ever seen any of it. Mm. No, sir.
Did you ever see anybody use it in a nest to fool a hen?
Oh, yes, sir, man, that's right. Nest egg.
Nest
egg, that's right.
Did they ever call it china?
No, so we didn't back here then, you know, but of course that's what it was, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we just call it a nest egg, you know.
And how about the things you eat with the knife and
fork? Yes, sir. Knife and fork, you know. Spoons, yes, sir.
And did you have something they call case knives?
Yes, sir. We had some case knives, small knives, you know.
And what, I'm going to change that.
Yes,
I'm going to ask you what that...